أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Among the resistances that we have to experience as Muslims, there is one in our daily life which is critical. It has to do with cowardice. And this is where, as Muslims, we need to understand that what we have to resist, the opposite, is to have some courage. And in the way, we have to show this courage and to avoid anything which has to do with cowardice in our daily life. And cowardice could be at different level. It could be at the intellectual level, it could be at the social level, when we face also the governments and the people of power, when we deal with interests, that we are lacking the courage to speak out, and we are experiencing a kind of cowardice in everything that we are doing and in the way we are speaking. So this is where we should understand that being spiritual, being a spiritual human being, it's not only about peace and love and trying to be at peace with your own self. Yes, you have to try to be at peace with your own self, but you have to face injustice, you have to face tyrants, you have to face dogmatic minds with courage. So to avoid this intellectual cowardice that we can find, that people don't dare to speak, they are avoiding speaking and speaking the truth. This is something which is the opposite of everything that has to do with our spiritual path. The same when it comes to politics and when you are facing power, exactly what happened with Musa alayhi salam facing, and the way also the Prophet, peace be upon him, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, was also dealing. And we were told that any time they had a struggle, a battle, he was at the forefront of everything. He was not hiding behind. He was not talking about courage to the people and not being exposing himself in his life. That's not the way it should be. This is not our faith. That's not our teaching. So resistance to cowardice means to get this this personal and journey and spiritual journey, where we as believers, we are nurturing this sense of freeing ourselves from fear, freeing ourselves from the fear of power, and to be able to speak the truth. So this is a resistance that starts with our heart, with our mind. And when we look at the Prophet's life, peace be upon him, we understand that it was everything was about courage, speaking the truth, and freeing yourself from all types of cowardice and resisting all types of cowardice in anything that has to do with our life. So this is something that as Muslims we have to think about in our daily life, in our social involvement. We need to show some courage when it comes to our fellow human beings, when it comes to corruption, when it comes to dictatorship, when it comes to talking to our parents sometimes, our governments very often. This is where our spiritual education is so important, resisting cowardice and showing some courage. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them, and our life, this life, is fragile. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.